Thank you. Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Before I begin to pray,
在我开始祷告之前
I want us to think about maybe any sins that we have struggled with.
让我们一同来回想一下我们生命中的罪。
And I want us to lay them at the feet of Jesus.
让我们一同来到耶稣的脚前。
He died for our sins.
他为我们的罪而死。
Take a moment or two and just think about the reality of this moment as we reflect on God sacrificing His Son for our sins.
让我们安静一刻钟，让我们回想耶稣为我们生命所做的，为我们的生命所死而死。
Oh God and Father, we thank you for allowing us to come and reflect on the meaning of why you sent your Son Jesus Christ.
我们感谢天上的父，让我们今天能够来到这里，一同来回想你为什么差派你的儿子来到我们当中，为我们死。
The Scripture tells us that you love the world, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.
圣经当中告诉我们，你爱世界，在约翰福音第三章第十六节告诉我们，你差派你的独生爱子。
You sacrifice your one and only Son for our sins.
你牺牲你唯一的爱子，为了我们的罪。
Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit will cause that this will not be a ritual, but there will be substance to.Singing and the message tonight.
天父圣灵，我祈求今天晚上让我们在这里不是只是一个形式，让我们真的能够真实的在这里思考。
That the impact of the cross will affect our worship of you, our relationship with one another.
十字架的意义让我们能够知道我们敬拜的一个真意，我们能够互相相爱的一个真意。
And even the blessed hope that we have for the future.
也提醒我们我们未来的盼望。
And now, Lord, guide us in the study of your word.
主啊，借着你的话语来指引我们。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.We just saw Mel Gibson's rendition of the Easter story.
我们刚才看到这个导演 Mel Gibson 所导演的一部电影，就是讲到耶稣受难。
But let me invite you to look with me again as I took pieces of the story to paint a picture from the biblical narrative.
请允许我带你们一同进入在圣经当中所描写的这一段的故事。
The Gospels give us the historical account of Jesus' life and death.
福音书给我们讲到耶稣的生命，还有耶稣的死。
But the Epistles give us an account of what the meaning of why did Jesus Christ die on the cross.
同时也告诉我们为什么耶稣基督为我们受死。
All right, let me read a bit here. Then Pilate set Barabbas free.For them, and after he had Jesus whipped, he handed him over to be crucified.
让我读一段经文，马太福音第二十七章第二十六节。于是比拉多释放巴拉巴给他们，把耶稣鞭打了，交给人钉十字架。
And when they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there, and the two criminals, one on his right and the other on his left.
当他们来到这个地方叫做骷髅地的时候，他们将耶稣钉在十字架上，在他的左边和右边各有一个罪犯。
And when the army officer and the soldiers with him who were watching Jesus saw the earthquake and everything else that happened, they were terrified and said, "He really was the Son of God."
百夫长和一同看守耶稣的人看见地震并所经历的事，就极其害怕，说：“这真是神的儿子。”
It is finished. Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
成了，就说，便低下头将灵魂交付给神了。
Now let's go back in the first century there. Imagine that we were in the crowd there looking on what's going on there.
当我们回到第一世纪，让我们回想，如果我们是那些坐在那里看向上看的人。
Very few of them understood the significance of what was taking place.
当时很少有人能够真正的明白到底发生了什么事情。
Most of the soldiers were just doing their job.
大部分士兵也只是在履行他们的职责而已。
After all, they crucified so many. Rome was specialized in that.
他们把很多人都钉在十字架上。
Of course, we saw one soldier, the centurion, was impacted by what he saw.
我们看到其中有一个，就是那个百夫长，被感动了。
And if you were a Pharisee, one of the religious leaders, you were like, look at him, a disappointment to the Jewish people.
如果你是法利赛人，或者是以色列的当时的领袖，你会觉得这个人，被这么做是给以色列人看。
We are told that they mocked him and said, "You save others. Why don't you save yourself?"
他们挑战他说，如果你能够救别人，为什么你不先救自己呢？
But still, there were others who were grieving, were touched by what happened. And they were mourning that they lost their savior.
但是也有很多人非常的悲伤，非常的感动，他们的内心深处在说，非常的感动这个事情。
Now let me ask you a question. Why did Jesus die?
让我问你们一个问题：耶稣到底为何受死呢？
What was the significance of his death?
这个意义到底在哪里呢？
We're going to take a look at a couple points. These points are like rooms in a big house. They differ a little bit.
让我们来一同看几点，这几点好像一个很大的房子里面几个房间，它们有一些不同。
But yet they're closely related.
但是实际上它们背后的原因都是相连的。
The first thing that we want to say is that Jesus died to have our sins forgiven. Amen?
Amen. 我们第一点我就要讲了，耶稣为我们受死是为了我们的罪得赦免。
Interesting, if you were in the Old Testament,And you were a priest, time and time again, sometimes daily, or the special day, you'll be offering a lamb for the sins of yourself, but for the sins of the people.
如果在旧约当中，如果你是一个祭司的话，在一个特定的时候，你会牺牲一个羊羔，为你自己的罪，也为了众人的罪。
Because God had communicated to his people that if you're going to come before him, you better have blood.
因为当时神对他们说，如果你要来到我的面前，你必须用血。
It was understood that we are sinners and we are broken his commandment, and so we better sacrifice an animal in our place.
我们违反了神的诫命，我们必须带这些祭牲来到神的面前。
The book of Hebrews was showing that Jesus Christ is now the final lamb.
希伯来书告诉我们，耶稣基督就是那最后的羔羊。
If we're going to have our sins forgiven, we better trust in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
如果我们需要我们的罪得赦免，我们最好相信耶稣基督，让我们的罪可以得赦免。
He says in Hebrews 9:22, in fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood,There is no forgiveness of sin.
在希伯来书第九章第二十二节说到，按照律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
That's an interesting word, forgiveness. It means to release, to set free.
让我解释一下，得赦免是什么？这个字是什么意思？就是让我们能够得自由。
To set free as if we were somewhat jailed.
好，就好像我们被从监狱里放出来得自由一样。
There was a time where they would have two goats. One goat, they would, the offerer would put his hand on that goat, and that goat would be killed for him.
以前有两只，如果有两只羊的话，一只羊如果你把它手放在它的头上，这只羊就是要得被杀的羊。
And then the second goat, they would lay his hand on the second goat and drive that goat to the wilderness and kick it out, and rush it out, never to come back. It's symbolic, it's the goat take away the sin.
So, 另外一只羊呢，如果我们把手放在它头上，这只羊就要被赶出去，赶到旷野里面去。象征的意义就是说，它带着我们的罪被赶到旷野去，它就是赦免这个罪的意思。
That's what the word means. Forgiveness means to release, to set free.
这个赦免这个字的意思就是让我们的自由。
There's a psychiatrist that told a pastor, "You should come work for me because many of the people that come and see me, they're struggling with guilt and shame. They need to experience forgiveness."
有一个心理学家曾经对我说，你应该来为我工作，因为我的很多病人孩子，他们心里面有很多的内疚罪恶感，他们需要你的帮助。
Unforgiveness, guilt and shame can kill you.
这种罪恶感会让你致死。
We need to have our sins be atoned for. Whether someone sin against us, or whether we have sinned against the Holy God, we need blood to go apply to our conscience.
我们需要这样的赦免，不管是我们对人犯的罪，还是我们对神犯的罪，我们都需要这样彻底的赦免。
So Jesus died to have our sins be forgiven, to be released.
耶稣死就是为了赦免我们的罪。
Not only that, but Jesus died so that we would be redeemed, to redeem us.
不光是这样，耶稣的死也是为了救赎我们，从死里救赎。
Back in Rome in first century, it is said they have more slaves than free men and women.
当第一世纪在罗马的时候，据说有奴隶的人数比自由人的人数更多。
It's not new to go to the market and on the auction block you have slaves who are lawyers, doctors, teachers.
常常在奴隶市场，你会发现有些奴隶是医生、律师、教师等等。
There were slaves of all different races.
有来自各种种族的奴隶。
And maybe a master would come into the slave market and he would purchase his way in and he would purchase a slave never to go back into the market.
也许有一个奴隶的主人来到市场购买奴隶，他把奴隶带走之后，这个奴隶也许就再也不会回到这个市场里了。
Interestingly, you may read your English Bible and you see one word redemption, but beneath that word you have maybe two or three different Greek words emphasizing different aspects of redemption.
请相信我，当你在读英文圣经的时候，你会看到这个字就是 redemption， 但是在这个字下面你会常常看到有两到三个希腊文来解释这个 redemption 到底是什么意思。
The word here in him, we have redemption through his blood, that is the sacrifice, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of his grace.
在这里我们看到这个 redemption, 它就是救赎我们的意思，但是它是一种丰盛，有一种丰盛的含义在背后。
The aspect that is emphasized in this redemption, he paid the price so that we will come out of that slave market of sin to come back to him.
在这里更强调的是一种重价从把我们从这个奴隶的市场买回来。
As if we belong to him in the first place, and he's going to prepared a time for us to come back to Him.
就好像我们从一开始就属于他一样，但是他却是要用重价把我们买救赎回来。
He paid a price.
他付出了重价。
That the Bible tells us that we are slaves to sin.
圣经告诉我们，我们是罪的奴仆、奴隶。
In John 8, he says, Jesus replied, "Truly, truly, I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin."
在约翰福音中告诉我们，我是耶稣对我们说，我们如果是，我们如果犯罪的话，我们就是罪的奴仆。
In other words, if you're a doctor and you take your stethoscope, your spiritual stethoscope, the problem with mankind is not an outside problem. The problem is a sin problem. It's a heart problem.
如果你是个医生的话，你拿了手术刀，你会看到我们的问题不是一个外在的问题，而是我们这个心的问题。
Government may come up with all proposals for solutions, in a social solutions, whatever. But there is only one solution that can remedy man's problem, and that is the blood of Jesus Christ.
政府也许有很多办法来解决我们的问题，但实际上这个世界只有一个方法能够解决人类的问题，那就是耶稣基督来救赎我们，用他的宝血来洗净我们的罪。
So Jesus died to redeem us.
耶稣为了救赎我们而死。
What else?Jesus died to reconcile us back to God and to one another.
耶稣受死也是为了我们与神能够重新和好，与神与人重新和好。
You think that we have racism or classism was the issue today, is the issue today. Nothing compared to the difference between Jews and Gentiles back then.
也许你今天觉得我们有各种各样的问题，种族问题等等，但是我们的这些问题和当年的犹太人与外邦人的之间的问题相比，实在是不算什么。
But yet that division between the Jews and the Gentile was secondary because there was a division between God and man.
当时犹太人与外邦人的这种隔阂。还不算是最大的问题，最大的问题是人与神的分隔。
God, Paul explained to the Ephesians that God is reconciling both Jews and Gentiles in one body, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
以弗所书告诉我们，神愿意犹太人与外邦人能够重新和好，合而为一。
He says, and in one body to reconcile both, that both the Jews and Gentiles, of them to God through the cross by which he put to death their hostility.
所以他说到在既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
But why the cross is relevant for today? Why is the cross relevant for today?
为什么十字架跟我们今天的生活仍然有关呢
？Do we have hostilities in the church？
我们的教会里有没有一种敌对的情绪
？Do we have hostility in the home？
我们在家里有没有一种敌对的情绪
？Do we have hostility in our world today？
我们在我们的世界当中有没有这种敌对
？The problem is a sin problem。
这个问题就是一个罪的问题。
People need to be reconciled with God first。
人与神首先需要和好。
You see, if you notice in Genesis chapter 3, when Adam and Eve sinned against God vertically, it affected each other. Then one was blaming the other.
当创世纪第三章亚当向神犯罪的时候，这种纵向的犯罪的时候，他的这种罪影响了横向的他与人之间的关系。
So if they needed to fix each other's relationship horizontally, they need to fix the vertical relationship first.
他们需要解决 horizontal 人与人之间的关系，更需要解决与神之间的关系。
And that is the cross of Jesus Christ.
这就是耶稣基督的十字架。
And then we are told that why Jesus died, he died to destroy the works of the devil.
另外，耶稣基督的死也是为了毁灭撒旦的工作。
I know many people think that the devil is just a figment of our imagination.
很多人觉得撒旦可能是我们的一种想象出来的东西。
Well, that's what he wants us to think.
这就是撒旦希望我们这样想的。
The Bible describes the devil as a spirit being and he's alive and he's a powerful being.
圣经里告诉我们魔鬼是一个真实的东西是一个灵的东西。
And the cross of Jesus Christ had impact upon the evil spirit.
耶稣的十字架对魔鬼是有功效的。
He says in Hebrews chapter 2, since the children are flesh and blood, he too share in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were else in slavery by their fear of death.
希伯来书第二章十四到十五节说到儿女既同有血肉之体他也照样亲自成了血肉之体他要借着死败坏那掌死权的就是魔鬼并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人
Let me ask you something
让我问你们一下
Do you fear death?
你们怕不怕死
Do you fear death?
你们怕不怕死
I was talking to an elderly saint this week here, Brother Guan knows her, Sister Hu, and she said, I can't wait to go home.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
I got kind of excited. She said she can't wait to go home to heaven.
Oh, 有一个女士说她等不及了想回天家。
I think she's about 90 in her 90s.
她大概九十多岁了。
Yeah. I was like, wow. Why?
我说为什么呢?
Because of the hope of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus stole the key, took the key from Satan. He had the key, but he took it from him.
因为耶稣基督的盼望，耶稣从撒旦手里夺过那个钥匙，他有那把钥匙。
By the way, how did Satan get this key in the first place?
之前是谁有这个钥匙
？You see, Adam and Eve didn't know when they turned their back on God, they say yes to Satan.
当你转向，背向神的时候，你就把钥匙交给了撒旦。
And Satan has legal authority. That's why Jesus called him the prince of the power of the air.
魔鬼有这个正当的权力权柄。
And whenever someone born again, they are transported from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light.
当你重生之后，当一个人重生之后。他就被从一个黑暗的权势之下被移到一个光明的权势之下。
It's so refreshing. One young lady was sharing her testimony and how the life that she used to live and when Jesus Christ came into her life, just a radical difference from darkness to light.
有一个年轻的姐妹曾经在做见证的时候说过，她受洗之前的生活与受洗之后的生活是极其不同的。
That is the cross. The death of Christ is having an impact in our life.
那就是十字架与受死的耶稣对他生命的一个巨大的冲击。
Question: Is Jesus having an impact? The cross of Christ having an impact, or is the devil still having an impact in your life?
那我想问你们，到底是耶稣的我们耶稣基督的十字架，还是耶稣基督，还是魔鬼，在你的生命当中有最重要的这种权利。
You may ask, how do I know? How do I test that, Pastor Andrew? Oh, that's simple. Do you struggle with lying? The Bible said the devil is a liar. Do you struggle with deceiving? The Bible said the devil is a deceiver. Do you have suicide thoughts? The Bible said the devil is a destroyer of lives.
你怀疑过吗？你有没有问过自己，到底是我怎么才能够知道到底谁在我的生命当中掌权呢？那你有没有说谎呢？你这个魔鬼是一个说谎者，那你有没有欺骗呢？这个魔鬼是一个最好的欺骗的这个代表。
But the Bible said Jesus is truth and life.
圣经说耶稣是道路、真理、生命。
And lastly. And Jesus died to set us free from the curse.
耶稣基督的死让我们能够从咒诅中得自由。
And you may be asking, what curse are you talking about, Pastor?
你也许在问，到底你在说什么？说什么咒诅？
Do we have any dinosaurs still living?
我们今天还有恐龙吗？
That is an impact of the curse. Nature suffers. What about death? We see people dying.
这个就是咒诅的影响力。大自然很多都受了很大的影响，死亡也是同样是一个咒诅的一部分。
In other words, I don't need to prove to us that we're living in a cursed world.
我根本不需要向你们证明这个咒诅，我们生活在咒诅当中。
And the Bible said, "Cursed is anyone who dies on a tree."
圣经当被咒诅的被挂在木头上。
In other words, God allowed His Son to die on that tree to be a curse for us, so that the blessings of Abraham will come to us.
换句话说，神让他的儿子在木头上受死，就是为了他能够为我们的罪。
He says.Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles. That is us, we are the Gentiles, through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit.
那么加拉太书第三章十三到十四节说到，基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
Last question: Are you under a curse still?
我再问你们，你们是不是在咒诅之下
？Are you blessed?Are we blessed?
我们是不是蒙福的人？
The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 1 that God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. Location, location.
我们在这个圣经的以弗所第一章告诉我们，我们是蒙福的人，我们是蒙了这个上帝圣灵的福分的人。
All right, in closing, why did Jesus die? He died to have our sins forgiven.
为什么耶稣为我们受死呢？他希望我们能够从罪中得赦免。
Why did Jesus die? He died to redeem us, to bring us back to the family.
耶稣为我们受死也是为了救赎我们，让我们回到他的家中。
Why did Jesus die? He died to reconcile us back to God and to one another.
为什么耶稣为我们受死？他是让我们能够与神与人和好。
And why did Jesus die? He died to destroy the works of Satan.
他为我们受死也是为了毁灭撒旦的工作。
And lastly, he died to become a curse for us to set us free so that the blessings of Abraham will be ours.
最后，他让我们能够从咒诅中得自由，以致来自亚伯拉罕神对亚伯拉罕的祝福也能够临到我们。
Let us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Maybe there is someone here who.The curse is still hanging over you.
也许在我们当中，有人还是被咒诅所折磨。
Why? Because you have never put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to save you from your sins.
为什么呢？因为你也许还没有把你的信心放在我们耶稣基督的身上，相信他能够救赎你。
And the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death.
圣经告诉我们，罪的工价就是死。
However, Jesus Christ became our substitute.
但是耶稣基督成了我们的替代品，成了我们罪的替代品。
He died for us.
他为我们而死。
Do you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior?
你知道耶稣基督是我们个人的救主吗？
Now is a good time in the quietness of your heart. Ask him, Lord, I am a sinner. Thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross for my sins. I put my faith in Jesus to save me. I repent of my sins, and I trust Him alone to save me.
现在是一个非常好的时候，请你安静下来，向神祷告说：“耶稣，我现在愿意把我的信心放在你的身上，求你亲自来救赎我，让我能够从罪中得自由，让我能够来悔改。”
Father, I pray that Your Holy Spirit will be brewing in this congregation and working in each and every hearts right now.
哦，我们的天父，我向你祷告，圣灵，求圣灵在我们当中运行做工。
And transform each and every heart.
更新改变我们的心。
You gave Your Son to us.
你赐给我们的爱子。
Help us to give our life to serve You.
让我们能够回转来啊，服侍你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Tell them there's nothing I've done to deserve this, but they will refuse. Pilate will stay me beside Barabbas, a murderer, and they will choose him over me. Pilate will appeal to the priest, insist on simply whipping me to appease their fury, but they will shout it louder, "Crucify! Crucify!" But still, you need not say goodbye. My hands will be tied to a post. The sound of the whip will ring in your ears and in your chest. The soldiers will peel the skin off my back. A ring of thorny branches will be pressed into my scalp until the blood runs into my eyes. Oh, but listen. You need not say goodbye. I will carry that cross. I will go to the place of the skull, and there they will drive the iron stakes between the bones in my wrist. With a hammer, they will nail my feet into the tree. I will be raised up as the world waits for me to die. Nevertheless, you need not say goodbye. Between two thieves I will hang. You may hear me speaking to my Father, your Father. You may hear me ask him, "Why? But child, you need not say goodbye. What you won't see, what you won't hear, what you won't know until all of this is done, is that in that moment, I was paying the penalty of your wrongdoing, every mistake, every act of envy, every word of hatred, every moment of violence and greed and spite, every selfish desire, every lustful thought, every moment of weakness and weariness. All the failures of human history will be in my hands and on my head. On that cross, I will suffer the wrath that was destined for you. Every guilty verdict fallen on me, your punishment will be paid for in my blood, and it will be enough. I will die on your cross. I will let out a final sigh. Know that I have loved you, and you need not say goodbye." But if you must, if you absolutely must say the word goodbye, then say it like this: "Goodbye, fear." Goodbye sorrow. Goodbye rejection. Goodbye shame. Say it like this. Goodbye guilt. Goodbye condemnation. Goodbye all the regrets of the past. Look up at the cross and speak the words. Goodbye addiction. Goodbye chains. Goodbye hopelessness. Right here in this place, say it aloud. Goodbye captivity. Hello freedom. Goodbye loneliness. Hello belonging. Goodbye defeat. Hello victory. This is the end of the curse. This is the demise of the serpent. This is all debts paid. This is it is finished. Goodbye all the powers of hell. Goodbye darkness. Goodbye dread. Goodbye every sin. Go ahead and say it. Goodbye death. Speak. Be free. But don't say goodbye to me. Yes, you'll see them put the spear in my side. But remember, it's only Friday. So, you need not say goodbye.
感谢主能够把这样的一个信息能够来提醒我们，让我们在今天擘饼的时候，我们一起再来读圣经的经文，哥林多前书11:24-24节。 Let's read scripture together. 1 Corinthians 11:23-24. 我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢了，就拨开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。所以这边就
So I do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me.
刚刚我们一开始的时候读的那个经文，也是保罗从上帝那里领受，而且传给人，传给这些在哥林多教会的人。
So the scripture we just read, it was, Paul received this from, the Lord, and then he passed on to, those who were in the, the church.
那边提到基督来到地上为我们死，而且埋葬了，又从死里复活。
So he mentioned that Jesus came to earth and died for us, and then he was resurrected.
现在我们在这里做的这一个擘饼来纪念主，是另外保罗说，也是从主那里领受，而且来传给我们的。
So here we break the bread and remember Jesus is also from Paul, that he received that from the Lord.
这样的主餐，这样的擘饼，是把前面那福音的真实能够临到每一位信他的人身上。
So this breaking the bread, is really truly to pass on the true meaning of the gospel to everybody.
在耶稣基督所成就的救恩，他借着死能够败坏掌死权的魔鬼，让罪跟死因着他的十字架被战胜。
So Jesus defeated the devil.By dying and then overcome death.
而且他从死里复活，要把他的生命能够放在每一位信主的人心里面。
And his resurrection is really truly to put his life in every believer's heart.
好让我们能够跟上帝能够有生命的连结。
So that we can connect to our Lord, to our God.
好让我们胜过我们的罪。
so that we can overcome our sins.
能够让我们离开黑暗，进入奇妙光明里面。
So that we can leave the darkness and enter the light.
好，让我们跟上帝当中恢复美好的关系。
So that we can reconcile with God.
好，让我们爱能够继续在涌流。
So that our love can flow forever.
也能够让上帝的喜乐来充满我们。
And let the joy from God fill our heart.
所以等一下我们在拨饼的时候，请大家拿到饼跟杯的时候，我们默默的祷告，求主来光照我们。
So when we receive the bread and the cup, let's pray to God that God will lighten our hearts.
等一下我们会拨饼，这饼是代表着他的身体。
So the bread represents his body.
啊，他的身体为我们拨开，好把他的生命能够来赐给我们。
His body was broken for us so that his life can be given to us.
他把自己原来这样合一的生命能够拨开，好叫我们这原来啊四处散开的生命能够因着基督能够再合而为一。
He's broken. His body was broken, and his life was distributed to all of us so that we can be all in Him, in one.
我们请服侍饼杯的弟兄姐妹到前面来。
Come forward, those who are serving the bread.
主被卖的那夜，拿起饼来，拨开，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。”
The night that the Lord was sold, He said that this is my body.
你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
You should do this in remembrance of me.
信主的话，当饼杯传到你面前，你就传到旁边。
If you have not believed in the Lord yet, just pass the bread and cup before you to the next person.
如果你已经信主，愿意在下一次受洗的时候来接受洗礼，今天欢迎你跟我们一起服用。
But if you have already believed and you plan to get baptized next time, please welcome to take the bread and cup today.Thank you.
请大家一起起立。
Please stand up.
我们请 Grace and Ann 弟兄来为这杯饼祝谢。
We'll have Brother Grayson to pray and give thanks for us.
Father, take this time to think about what happened on Friday.
我们在天上的父，让我们借着这个时候来思考当时发生了什么事情，在这个
Lord, you told your disciples to take the bread to remember your body.
主啊，你告诉你的门徒，借着这个饼可以纪念我们的主。
Lord, we saw earlier the video is a depiction of the suffering that you went through.
我们刚才刚看到那个影片，你受难的过程。
Lord, your body was torn apart.
你的身体被撕裂。
By whips, nails, thorns.
被矛被各种的武器。
You showed your love to us.
你显明了你的爱。
And actually, the cross, we're the ones who deserve to be crucified.
实际上，我们是应该去受死的那些人。
Because we are the sinners, we did not sin at all.
因为我们是罪人，你根本就没有犯过罪。
Thank you, Father, for your love.
谢谢你的爱。
It's hard to imagine. It's incredible.
你的爱真的是难以想象。
And we do remember and give thanks.
当我们纪念这个时候了，我们就向你祝谢，向你感谢。
Pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名 ，Amen.
Amen. 主说：“你们都吃这个，我们用感恩的心领受。”
Lord said that we shall eat this. Let us take this with a thankful heart.
请坐。
Please be seated.
饭后照样主拿起杯来。
After supper, he raised up the cup.
说：“这是我立约的血，为你们流出来的。”
Said that this is my new covenant from my blood.
你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
You shall do this in remembrance of me.
让我们一起来唱十字架。
Let us sing together the cross. Let's stand up.
我们请徐建宗弟兄来为这杯来祝谢。
Please, Brother Xu, give thanks to the cup.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，这杯是你用你的血和我们所立的新约。
This cup is the new covenant in your blood.
主啊，你立这个约，流出你自己的血。
You shed your blood for this new covenant.
主啊，你将自己完全的舍弃，放下。
You put yourself down. You really sacrifice yourself for us. Lord, we thank you for such sacrificing love. Please let this redeeming love be imprinted in our hearts, become our theme, become our song. Lord, sometimes we don't understand your love. We really overlook your love. So please forgive our sins. Lord, please forgive us as we cannot love the way you love us to you and to the people who are around us. But we thank you, your love never leaves us. We come in front of you and we ask you. We ask that the Holy Spirit fill our hearts so that we can be like you, so that we can be like you, that who sacrificed for us, who can, you know, really abandon yourself for us. We can't do this, but Lord, please be with us. Holy Spirit, be with us so that we can be like you. Our thanks is in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 主说你们都喝这个，我们用感恩的心来领受。
Lord said that, please drink this, let us take this.Thankful hearts. Our dear Father in heaven, we thank you.
谢谢你把你的独生爱子来为我们舍了。
Thank you for sacrificing your only Son for us.
谢谢你因着你愿意降卑，你来寻找我们。
Thank you for humbling down and seek us.
好，叫我们这样原来死在过犯罪恶当中不认识的你的人可以回到你这里来。
So that we can come back to you, that we for our sinful, with our sinful nature.
主，我们谢谢你。主，我们现在是你蒙爱的儿女。
Lord, we thank you. Now we are your children.
因着你在十字架上的死，主，我们可以来到你面前，与主来亲近。
By your death on cross, we can come before God.
我们可以来到你的面前来向你倾心吐意。
We can say anything before you.
主，我们可以来回转来归向你。
We're not turning back, and we're turning to you.
主，我们也可以离开我们心里的黑暗来向你的光明，因为你就是光。
And we can leave the darkness of our hearts and come to you, because you're the light.
主，你就是爱，所以我们祈求你的爱现在来充满我们。
Lord, you are love. Please let your love be with us.
主，你就是那生命，我们祈求你那生命现在就来充满我们。
You are life. Please let your life be with us.
主，开我们的心，开我们的口，来向你献上感恩。
Open our hearts and mouths and give thanks to you.
主，把我们心里的眼睛能够来打开，让我们看见你在我们的生命当中。
Oh Lord, open the eyes of our hearts so that we can see that you are in our lives.
让我们有这样的信心，看见你的应许必要成就。
Let us faith in you that you will accomplish what you want to accomplish.
主，我们的爱在你的面前，你也来充满我们，谢谢你。
Oh Lord, just fill our hearts. Thank you.
让我们心中满了盼望， 因为你复活，你还要再来。
Let us be filled with hope because you resurrect and you will come again.
主，当我们来与你连结的时候，你把亮光充满我们的心。
When we connect to you, let you, you know, lighten our hearts.
主，你的爱就来充满我们。
May your love be fill us our hearts.
也求你的智慧也充满我们的心。
Let your wisdom fill our hearts.
这样子的祷告。
We pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 让我们一起来唱十字架的副歌。
Let us sing the hymn.
In the cross, let's sing the chorus.愿主耶稣基督在十字架上死和从死里复活的生命，在我们每一位弟兄姐妹的心里。
Please, Pastor Wong, pray for us. May the Lord who died for us and who resurrected fill our hearts.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的神，我们谢谢你爱我们。
Our God, thank you for loving us.
我们是罪人。
We're sinners.
谢谢你背负我的罪，背负我们的罪，背负全人类的罪。
Thank you for bearing our sins, bearing the sins of the entire human being.
在我们不认识你的时候，在远离你十字架的时候，我们都是义人。
When we didn't know you, we were all righteous.
我们认为我们是无罪的，我们是义人，我们是好人，我们是圣洁的人。
We thought we were good people, we were righteous people, and we were holy people.
当我们来到你的十字架面前的时候，被你的光照亮的时候，我们才知道我们是不义的人，是不洁的人。
But when we came to the cross and when we see your light, we realized that we are sinners, we are unclean.
黑暗控制了我们，罪恶捆绑了我们。
Darkness controlled us. Darkness.
我们活在你的咒诅之下。
We lived under your curse.
我们活在撒旦的权势之下。
We lived under Satan's power.
恐惧捆绑我们，孤单捆绑我们。
Fear bundled us.
绝望捆绑我们，自私骄傲捆绑我们。
Despair, selfishness, all really tighten us up.
各种 addiction 捆绑我们。
各种 addiction, all sorts of addiction tied us up.
主，我们只有来到你的十字架面前，我们才知道我们不能救自己，只有你能救我们。
When we came before your cross, we realized that we cannot save ourselves. Only you can save us.
谢谢你为我们，你是无罪的，为我们成为罪。
Thank you for you are sinless, but you became the sinner.
你是义的，为我们成为不义。
You were righteous, but you became the unrighteousness.
好像我们是不义的，可以成为义。
So that we, the unrighteous, became.
谢谢你的十字架释放了我们。
Thank you for releasing us from your cross.
谢谢你赐下的爱浇灌在我们的里头。
Thank you for the love from your cross.
谢谢你赐下的大能在我们的里头。
Thank you for the power from the cross.
谢谢让我们在你的里头享受自由。
Thank you for letting us enjoy freedom in you.
主啊，让我们一生来唱十字架，十字架，永远是我们的荣耀。
Let us sing the cross for the rest of our life.
愿我们的罪和你同定在十字架上。
Let our sin be nailed on the cross.
好叫你的生命，你荣耀的生命，在我们的里头能彰显出来。
So your glorious life can be revealed in our life.
帮我们中间，我们中间还有一些人活在捆绑中的，主啊，你释放他们。
Some of us still under the control of Satan.
活在黑暗中的，主啊，你的光明来充满他们。
For those who still live under darkness, please.
让我们一生高唱十字架，十字架，永是我们的荣耀。
Let us sing the song, the cross, cross, forever our glory.
主，我们今天晚上的敬拜，我们再次感谢你。
Oh, we thank you for tonight's worship.
愿你的圣灵把十字架刻在我们灵魂的深处。
May the Holy Spirit imprint the cross.
因为你赎买了我们，我们属于你。
Because you bought us with a price, we belong to you.
愿你的释放，你的自由来充满你的子民。
May the freedom be fill our hearts.
我们这样祷告，祈求恩主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱、圣灵保惠师的交通和感动，常与你们众人同在，直到今时，直到永永远远。Amen. May the grace of the Lord and the love of our Father.And the communion of Holy Spirit be with you forever. From now to forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.